Paul, do you want me to start the meeting now?
Yeah, might as well.
All right, without objection, I bring the meeting to order at 1903 hours, 7:03 p.m. Old business. First thing on under old business is to approve the May or sorry, March 26th, 2025 board meeting minutes. Paul, did you get a chance to take a look at those?
Yes, I did.
Okay, do you have any issues with them?
No.
I make a motion then that we approve those minutes. Do I hear a second?
I second.
Second's been heard. I'll poll the board. Paul, how do you vote?
Yes.
I vote yes as well. The motion carries. The minutes are approved. Second thing on old business, certified letters sent to homeowners whose property abuts the crumbling masonry wall. Joe, did we get any responses from that?
We did. So what I did was I sent five certified letters. One of those went to Florida. I sent you the USPS link so you could see the same thing I do, and you're allowed to get an update just like I can get an update. And so it looked like we had some activity. We did get one returned, and that was this one. And so that was from 3219. So that person did not get, or he did not receive, he didn't accept the certified mail, so we'll have to hand deliver that however the board wants to handle that. Okay.
That's that is one that's owned by the resident.
Correct.
Yes.
And they wouldn't accept a certified letter from, okay.
Yeah, well, I went and looked at what Joe sent us, and I think there was, out of the five, only two of them actually received the certified letter. One is in a post office box waiting to be picked up. I think that's the one in Florida. And
Okay.
then that one there where they just refused to get the certified mail. And I think there was another one that did the same thing. So yeah, we'll see what happens. The one from Florida, there's the one that's gonna come back, won't come back till sometime, I think mid-August. So we'll know more then. But that's what that from what Joe sent us, that's what I saw. What I'm asking Joe is did we get notice from the homeowners of any decisions that they've made?
They did not. I have not heard anything.
Okay.
No letters, no certified letters, no emails.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that in executive session.
Okay.
So I'll move on. New business. This is kind of a pain in the butt. Neighborhood News missing May, June newsletter, and now it's July, August newsletter as well. I have done a newsletter for both May, June, and July, August. And they are available on bphoa.info. So if you want to go there, you click on the 20 on the 2025 tab and then the newsletter tab, they're there. But for some reason, and I do not know why, there's issues with the post office. Neighborhood News said they took and used the distribution list that I gave them and printed everything out, gave it to the post office, paid the post office for the postage, and they never show up. It's almost like they just throw them away.
Is there any requirement that we send a physical newsletter?
There is no requirement. This is a carryover from when we first took over. There were people who wanted to get a physical newsletter. There were people who wanted to get email, and there were people who wanted to get both. But we're having an issue with the post office, and it's nothing I can control. Believe me, if I could, I would. The only thing I can do is send a note to our representatives and see what if they can kick these people into high gear to do something about this, because this is two newsletters in a row that we've paid for that we never received. Did you get one, Paul?
No.
Sir, did you get one?
No. I know
Yes.
exactly what you're talking about. The post office around us is like horrible. I can't stand
Well,
that post office.
from what I understand, Neighborhood News is in San Antonio, so it's not just our post office, it's San Antonio as well.
Oh,
And
wow.
And I'll give you another thing. I actually wrote about it in both of the newsletters that are only available on bphoa.info. I ordered something from a private seller on Amazon. It was a Blu-ray DVD or Blu-ray disc. And didn't cost a lot. It was just under 20 bucks. But it went to the mailbox cluster over here, and it said that it was delivered to the parcel box. But we never got the key to unlock the parcel box to get the package, right?
Yeah. I've had that happen too.
And it's like, I went to the post office three times in person complaining about it, and I also complained about it online. And the only response I got from the post office was a survey asking how well they did.
Yeah. Excellent.
So I slammed them. And to this day, this was back in January. This is almost August. I'm never going to see that Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Okay. It's gone. So, and it's not the seller's fault. It's the post office. Yeah. I've got a niece that's her 21st birthday is coming up early this next month. And I want to send her a gift card and a birthday card. I am not sending that through the post office. It's going out FedEx.
You know what happened to it. Somebody put it in the wrong key, in the wrong mailbox. Somebody got your key, opened it up, took it, and didn't tell you. That's what happened.
Probably.
Because really me and Greg live right next door to each other, and I get his mail continually, and he gets my mail continually. So whoever's putting mail in don't know how to read between the difference of 373 and 75.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. We get the same thing here. 2609 and 2611 get our mail. We're 2610, and we get their mail all the time.
Yeah. So unfortunately, there's a dishonest person that probably got it, and that's more than likely what happened to it.
Well, I guess they must have needed it more than me. So, what do you, Paul? Do you have any suggestions of what we should do about this?
The federal government, what are you going to do?
I mean, I can make a complaint to our elected representatives, and maybe that will pick somebody in the shorts at the post office. Neighborhood News is, I mean, they literally have been in contact with me saying, look, this isn't us, it's the post office. And I believe them. I mean, considering what, you know, I've told you and what this gentleman's just told me. By the way, sir, what's your name?
My name is Don Powell.
Don. Okay. Okay, Don. I remember you now.
Yeah, the old Halloween guy.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know what to do. Should we think about stopping the newsletter and just put it on bphoa.info? Should we just say, if you want the newsletter, you're going to have to be on an email list so that they can send it out via email? We'd still pay Neighborhood News if we did that, but it would be just like an email distribution instead of, like an actual physical newsletter.
Well, I guess that's a good question. Why do we have to pay Neighborhood News? Can't we just cancel that?
I think that we'd have to, I'm not sure what the contract is with them, but we could say, look, this isn't working. And, you know, maybe we just, you know, say let's end this relationship. Again, I don't know what the contract says. This was negotiated by Molly back in 2021, so we've been with them for a while.
If we have the newsletter, Keith, mm-hmm. Goodwin will email blast it free.
Okay. Well, so will Neighborhood News.
Well, but I'm just saying if we're paying Neighborhood News to email blast it, sounds like we're not, or we have both email blasted. But that's a very simple matter. If I have a document that you want to e-blast, I push one button and it goes out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don, what do you got?
I'm just wondering, has other HOAs, did the other HOAs around us use it? There's eight, we're surrounded by HOAs. Do they use it? Do they have problems too?
I don't know. I'm not in contact with them. I am in contact with, I have a veterans group on Tuesday nights. And one of the my fellow veterans is a Vietnam veteran. And he's the vice president of his HOA over here in Star Ranch.
Uh-huh.
And he says they don't do newsletters. They just put stuff on their website.
Yeah, we're probably the only ones that still do that.
It's much more common just to distribute electronically as opposed to physical.
I personally hate going to my mailbox. The only thing that's in there is junk mail. And 9 times out of 10, I take it and I take it out and I take it in. I look at it and I shred it. So I'm all for electronic anything, but you know, I'm one person, but that's my,
well, I mean, we're kind of being forced into that position, I think, because I mean, no one can fix the post office except the post office.
Yeah. So. It's a waste of people's time to try to fix the government anything, you know, right. Only way you can do that is vote. And I don't know how much you can vote with the post office. So,
yeah. And as far as, I mean, if you've taken a look at bphoa.info, I am not a webmaster. So it is very, very plain. It is functional, but it is super plain. So it's not pretty like a lot of websites. But you get information from there. That's basically the purpose of it. And we don't pay for that. I host it here at the house.
That's cool.
So
yeah, help me find the ACC stuff. So
okay. Do you want me, Paul? Do you want me to talk to Neighborhood News or just try to see what happens next time?
I still will talk to him. I really don't see the point of spending. I mean, even my car club magazine is going to 2 issues electronically every year because just for the cost of it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if we're going to pay money and not get the product, then what's the point of paying the money?
I agree. All right. Well, I'll talk to Neighborhood News and see what we can do from there. I may have to redesign part of bphoa.info, like add another tab, and then under that, make kind of a blog. That'll be the newsletter. And it'll change periodically, I guess. So, yeah, I guess that's what we'll do for there. So we're now up to homeowner concerns. Don, do you have anything?
It's not really just, I'm just asking about my ACC. That's all. I'm trying to work with a contractor to put a patio over the top of my, or a cover over the top of my patio. Mm-hmm. So I put everything there and I did talk to Jamie. He said, yeah, he got his part approved and he said he was waiting on two other people. So I know he kind of reached out to somebody and I didn't see anything happening. So I just thought, well, I saw there was a board meeting. I thought I'd just jump in and just say hi and see if maybe that helped the process at all. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe there's a certain amount of time you got to wait. I don't know.
Well, but, if you ever have an issue, you can email us or you can contact Joe and we're pretty responsive. So especially for things like that, so that,
yeah,
make sure stuff gets done in a timely manner. So
yeah, I know there's a, like a date of like August 20th, but I was honestly hoping to try to, you know, cause I still got to go through the city permitting process. So still got to get my contractor to do that and get everything done. But Jamie said he looked at it and it all looked great to him. And he said he got his part done. So he said he was going to reach out to the other two, but that was like before the weekend. And I thought, okay, give it a few more days. And I thought, well, you guys are on. So I just jump on and say hi and just,
well, from what I understand, he's been out of town for a bunch of time here the last week or so.
Yeah. He said he was on a cruise or something. So
yeah, I'm not sure what the story is with that. I need to talk to him about that. He said his wife was at home. I'm thinking, why do you go on a cruise and not bring
her? I was going to say, I just saw her yesterday. I was like, what do you mean?
So anyway, I need to talk to him about that. And I'm going to bring something up under homeowner concerns because I forgot to put it on the agenda. And it is actually very good news, folks. It's in the newsletters, both of them, that, you know, never got delivered. We have managed to take care of that common area of property on High Country. It is now being maintained by the city of Round Rock. And there was another area on Bradford Park Drive, which also belonged to the city of Round Rock, that they're maintaining that too. We have brought our landscaping budget down to, are you ready for this? $0.
Zero. Yes, I saw that in the newsletter.
$0. So I wanted to let everyone know. And that's
good job.
That is a huge thing because, again, I was elected on the idea of dissolution, and I still want to do that. You wouldn't believe the hoops you got to jump through to get this thing done. But that was one of the biggest hurdles is disposing of common area property. And so that done, now that makes it easier to move on to the next step. So that's where we're at. And it's taken 4.5 years to get that done.
Thank
Well,
you
I
for
believe
your service on that.
you're welcome.
You've been doing a great job.
But it's not just me. It's Paul. It's Molly. It's Vince. I mean,
I'm
everyone
not taking
involved.
credit for it, man. I haven't. This has all been on you.
No, everyone gets credit here. I'm more than willing to spread the wealth. I don't do this alone most of the time anyway. I've got to have a second person to serve so that I can get anything done. And Paul stepped up to the plate, and he's been here 2.5 years now, right?
Yep.
Yep. He keeps saying he's only a one-termer, but I'm hoping he'll stay on for another term, or at least until I can get rid of this damn thing. I try to make it as l the least onerous on him as possible. So,
Yeah.
other than showing up for these meetings and making an occasional decision in email, I try not to bother Paul. So,
Well, I'll tell you, I'm the vice president of two different organizations. And it's the perfect role. I have a title and no responsibility, so
well, I've been handling the secretary duties and the president duties, and Paul's supposed to kind of watch and see if for some reason I couldn't do my job, he's supposed to step in and take care of it. I think if that happened, he'd quit.
well, since I really don't have access to anything, I'd have to.
Yeah. So, but
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
I'm
kind of
trying
a
to.
thankless job, but people like me appreciate it because I am like the most horrible businessy type of person in the world. So I just the fact that you're able to even understand, I've read through that stuff and I just have to like read it like 100 times even understand it. So I'm glad there's people out there that are smart like you that can do that. So people like us can just live our lives. It's much appreciated.
Well, the thing of it is when we took this thing over, the previous board before I became,
Oh yeah, I
I
remember.
was in charge,
Yep.
they were very heavy-handed. I mean, we had a hailstorm that year, and they wanted an ACC request from everyone because they had to replace the roof. And I thought that
Yeah.
was insane.
Yeah, I remember we talked at the at one of those picnics a while back. And yeah, we yeah, I remember them. I had no the word love don't even come in. It's like not even a somewhat like of the former people. I went to one of their meetings and I just raised my hand and asked them a question and they talked down to me like I was like some peon. And from that moment on, I was like, dude, I can help get you in and I can help get you out. And my goal at that point was to get them out. And so I was all on board for that
And
because
we did.
I did
I'm like,
not like their shadiness, that landscape contract and everything they were doing. I mean, my God, just horrible. It's just ruins your faith in the human person, you know,
yeah, and
the kind of stuff they did.
unfortunately, homeowners associations tends to attract those kind of folks.
Yeah.
You get good people in, you want to keep them in as long as you can, because if you don't, it's going to attract those kind of folks and makes everybody's life miserable.
And the fact that that person was like over how many different homeowners associations and associated with all these different
Three
people
or
and stuff,
four.
it's like it may not be a rule, but to me, if you don't live here, stay the hell out of it. You know, it's not your
And
business,
he
you
owned a
know.
property. He still owns a property here.
But I mean, if you don't live here, if you're
Right.
not the one driving on the daily streets, I kind of say keep the hell out of it, you know, because it's not. You're not the one that's dealing with it, you know? But that, and that's just me. I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate your comments. I really, really do. And like I said, my focus has been from day one on dissolution. But it's like there's a whole lot of things that got to come up ahead of that.
Yeah.
And while I'm in that process, I'm trying to spin the plates to keep things humming while we go through that. Because here's
Yeah.
the thing: when we kill this thing, okay, I want it to stay dead. All right.
I'm with you.
I don't want it to be a zombie and come back to life. I want that thing dead. So yep. I'm going to make sure that I dot all my I's and cross all my T's and make sure it is absolutely legal when we go and do it. So
yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you 110%.
So, all right. Well, does anyone have any other concerns?
Nope.
No? All right. Well, Don, we're going to go into executive session, which means you can't be here.
Okay, that's fine. Thanks for having me. And if, like I said, if anybody can make anything happen to get my ACC at least reviewed, I'd appreciate it.
All right, no problem. We'll get it done.
All right, thanks. Have a good night, guys.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, so it's just us. I'm going to stop sharing.